All right, I'm good to go now. I got a blanket. Dude, I got dumped on this morning.
Yeah, it was bad for like 5 minutes, and that's when you walked in.
Yeah. I thought about waiting it out, but then I was like, man, I got some takes to rip.
Yeah.
Yeah, shout out Jay Binkley, man, sleeping for like 5 hours and getting up and doing this this today. But happy Wednesday to you all. Happy Open Week, British Open Week. Starts tomorrow at probably like 4 o'clock in the morning.
That'll be great. It'll be on in here if we can get this TV figured out.
TV's broke. Can't be fixed.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. I'm loving it.
Let's get some results here.
Welcome, everybody.
The time to joke it.
Happy Wednesday.
So we asked the question, do you like / agree with the Trey Smith signing on the Fesco and Dusty Wednesday poll question on the Fan 965 on X? 75 votes are in, 12% say no.
Can somebody tell me why they're saying no to that deal?
I think Mac brought up a good point. Go ahead.
Which one?
About how these are not premier positions.
Oh, yeah, but
I
told you off the air. Gotcha. Yeah, I mean, you mentioned Creed, Trey, Nick Bolton,
Butker.
Those three, yeah, Butker, those are all non-premier positions, you know.
But they're premier players, though.
But you asked the question of why people would like, that's the answer.
Okay.
Yeah, because I think you look at most successful teams, especially ones that are successful for an elongated period of time, they're not paying a middle linebacker a lot of money. They're not paying a guard a lot of money. You know, name your position that's not necessarily premier. Left tackle, corner, receiver, quarterback. Those are premier positions.
Yeah, but you mentioned it's something interesting there with the quarterback. When you have that quarterback that is Patrick Mahomes, you don't necessarily have to go out and invest in Tyreek Hill or Devontae Adams. You need to invest in the guys around him on the offensive line to make sure he has that opportunity. If he has the opportunity in front of him with protection, it really doesn't matter. And I say that almost tongue-in-cheek, but Patrick Mahomes makes guys better around him. With an offensive line, Patrick Mahomes becomes that much better. Those receivers become that much better. And it's quote-unquote cheaper, usually, to invest in an offensive line than it is in those skill position players. I mean, we're seeing the cost of the wide receiver be exorbitant. Brett Veach was ahead of the curve on that one, too. Big time ahead of the curve on that one. Saw where that position was going and went, okay, we're going to probably get out of that business. And maybe the tight end is the next position now, guys, from a skill position set that gets paid. Chiefs don't have to worry about paying one of those tight ends right now at this point in time. Maybe Wiley becomes that guy. Maybe, whoever becomes that next guy. But as of this point in time, as these tight ends are getting paid, the greatest of all time is phasing out, and we don't have a tight end worthy of being paid on this team at this point in time. So they're going to save money at the tight end position and reinvest that money into the offensive line. That's how they do things here in Kansas City. They don't necessarily follow the trends of things that are going on. I think they kind of create their own trends, and they read the room so well. And Brett Veach has got a great idea of what's going to be happening in 2 years as he does of what's happening today. And that's what I think makes him the best general manager out there, because he's able to foresee and tell what the future is going to hold. And he's nailed it every single time. I mean, he must have like a magic eight ball out there at Arrowhead.
A couple comments on the voting poll. You can do it now. 84 votes are in within seconds. 13.1% say no, that they do not like / agree with the Trey Smith signing. Two comments, one from Logan Pike saying in Veach we trust. The other one from Rob Miller saying it was necessary to get a deal done with him. Trent and George are next. There's no more excuses anymore for this offense.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I think everybody's in agreement of that right now. And that's why, again, that left tackle dude is going to be so screwed. I feel bad for the guy. Like, he's not going to stand a chance. God forbid he makes one mistake. And we're going to be all over that guy. You got to protect Patrick Mahomes. What is this guy doing at left tackle? He's got to play better, right? Like, that guy's not going to stand a chance out here unless he just goes out and dominates from day one, which is hard to do for anybody in any job as a rookie or even as a guy who didn't play the full complement of plays out in San Francisco and is now going from a backup to a starter to an every down player. It is a big transition, but the Chiefs pay the right players, man. They really do. You don't see contracts. Has Brett Veach gotten into a contract that we've hated?
No, I don't think
so. Not one of those like an Eric Berry or a Justin Houston or
I think people probably hate the Dewan Taylor signing.
But yep. It's not an albatross for you. Like, it's not one of those contracts that's forbidding you from doing other things. And again, you may hate the contract, but again, Mac and I were biased on this. We can't have a smart take on Juwan Taylor because we do believe he's a good football player. And he is a good football player.
He really is a good football player.
He's just the most penalized offensive lineman in the game. Right. That's why you have the scrutiny from the people that aren't 100%. On your side.
Yeah, no, and you see the false starts, too. I mean, those are so blatantly, you know. Yeah, exactly.
Yes, Stop it. He's jumping all the time. So speaking of scrutinized, I think the Royals will be heavily scrutinized for the rest of their season, and I hope it's not. But I think there's a lot of people that are out on them because we are here talking about the Chiefs. We have training camp coming up, and then you look at their Bet Online over under predictions as of right now is 79.5.
Yeah, that's not good. I looked at the Baseball Reference projected numbers, and it was about 78-79 wins for the season. That's unacceptable. I'll just be honest with you. That is not an acceptable season for the Kansas City Royals. That means if it's 79.5, you're talking 79 or 80 wins, an under 500 record. Based on the betting odds, based on the projections from Baseball Reference, they had like a 4.6% chance of them making it into the postseason. If that happens and they're under 500, I'm not saying you fire people because I'm not in that business. I don't believe you clean house or do anything like that. But if you do finish under 500 this year, that is an unacceptable finish on the season for the Kansas City Royals. In fact, going forward, now with JJ and John Sherman and Q all in place, they've kind of laid out the groundwork. Their expectation is to make the postseason. They said it at the beginning of the year. If you finish under 500, that's just an unacceptable record, and you're going to have to work much harder this offseason to turn it around because you know how the fan is in Kansas City, how we all are. Here we go again with the Royals. Here we go again. And if they end the season under 500, you got to go into next offseason. You got to make a splash. You got to let everybody know, hey, that was just a blip on the radar screen. We're coming back strong, and we're going to make our roster better. So I just think under 500 really stinks. And for us as fans, we should have the expectation now with this ball club because they're in a good spot that they are going to be better than 500 every year. That needs to be our expectation as a fan base. And if they don't live up to it this year, and then this offseason has to be even bigger than they expected.
I know they lost 2 out of 3 against the Mets, but they did end on a good winning streak. Mm-hmm. They sweep Pittsburgh. They get a win out of the New York series. They go 4-2 on that homestand to finish the season off. Bobby and Michael obviously were in the All-Star game. That was awesome to see that as well. It was Bubic and Estevez who did his little celebration as well in that game. But look, I think a break was needed. Mm-hmm. I think time off was great, and I don't think it was for the people that we're going to mention. I don't think that the break was necessarily needed for a guy like Bobby Wood Jr., Vinny Pasquantino, Salvador
Perez. Those guys are playing good. You don't want a break.
Salvador Perez, I think it works for health reasons. He gets to just sit back at his house and sit in his infinity pool and hang out with his kids and family and wife and just relax and take baseball off his mind. I'm sure he watched the game in home run derbies. But again, now he can just kind of relax, maybe go play wiffle ball with some kids again and be the great human being that he is. I worry about Noah Cameron in the second half because we only have, 11 or 12 starts to see him. I want to see if he can continue that. And I think that's, you talk about scrutiny and pressure, how much pressure we're going to put on Noah Cameron to continue to be what Noah Cameron was in the
first
half.
Especially with the Lorenzen injury, right? They may be sniffing around to try to get some starting pitching now with this Lorenzen injury too.
And I think that this team having this time off and then going on the road, right? You're not at home, but it's not like, I don't think that's an issue because you go to Miami and then you go to Chicago.
Right.
Chicago is going to be a very, very, very tough series. Mm-hmm. Wrigleyville, you're going to have all these people there. It's going to be Jack's first time playing a major league game in Chicago. That's going to be there. And I think that's going to be great for him is this time off because he gets to sit back and realize that, and I don't think he thinks this, but you don't have to think that you're a superstar or a key component to the team this year. And I think some of that was put on his shoulders. I know, obviously, some of us that do radio are, praising his glory all the time, but it was just because we wanted to see him in the big league. And I don't want that to get confused with seeing him be an all-star when he's on this team this year. I just want you to figure the game out. I want you to get consistent. And if he can do that with his time off and clear his mind, get it out of mind, out of sight, come back and be like, all right, this team revolves around Bobby Witt, Vinny Pasquantino, Salvador Perez, Michael Garcia. If I can be the sixth best hitter on this lineup this year, that's house money. And then I can come back as I get longer in my career, get more experience and more at-bats and more games played. Then I can be that Jack Otani that they called him in college. You can be that powerful bat. But maybe time off helps him. But I definitely think they get over 79.5. I would hammer that over. I think this team will show some grit. Again, they have the, second easiest schedule in baseball moving on in the second half. I know coming out of the chute, you don't look at it and say, well, that doesn't seem like it. But according to records and the teams they will play, they have the second easiest schedule moving forward. And hopefully they put this first half behind them and we see this team do what Boston's doing and going off. Because, like, I bet Boston hates the break. They're going to the All-Star break with a 10-game win streak.
10 in a row, and then, dude. Like, that's so hard to do in Major League Baseball. Like, yeah, you're right. The Red Sox didn't want to stop. Robbie didn't want to stop. Vinny, anybody that was playing good up until the All-Star break, they don't want this time off. Baseball's a game of habit, right? And they're creatures of habit in Major League Baseball more than any other sport. And so you got to keep this thing moving in the right direction, and you want to get out there and you want to keep playing. And so 4 days off could be good for others. I think it is good for a guy like Jack to have these days off to settle in. I'm a little concerned about Bubich, too. He's kind of taken a step back in the last month of the season, then gave up the big home run, obviously, you know, yesterday in the All-Star game. And so his consistency hasn't really been there over the last month or so. And so I would say I'm a little concerned about him, but there's no room for error anymore. You cannot go to Miami and just think 2 out of 3 is a good result now. You have to go out there and sweep the Marlins. You have to go out there and sweep the White Sox. You have to take care of business against the Indians. Like, no longer is winning 2 out of 3 okay. There's only 65 games to go in the season. And you can't waste games and lose games to teams like the Florida Marlins. You just can't do that and expect to get into the playoffs.